Critics of the program include the American Anthropological Association, AAA, which complained that the Pentagon lacks the kind of infrastructure for evaluating anthropological and social science research in a manner involving rigorous, balanced, and objective peer review. In a letter to the U.S. government, the AAA stated, Pentagon officials will have decision-making power in deciding who sits on the panels, and that there remain concerns within the discipline that research will only be funded when it supports the Pentagon's agenda. David Price, a professor of cultural anthropology at St. Martin's University in Washington, D.C., is author of Weaponizing Anthropology, Social Science in Service of the Militarized State. He has been critical of the Pentagon's Human Terrain Systems, HTS, program, which is designed to embed social scientists in military field operations, applying society-altering theories to military nation-building activities. Price notes the HTS training scenarios adapt counterinsurgency tactics used in Iraq and Afghanistan for use in the USA, where the local population is seen from the military perspective as threatening the established balance of power and influence, and challenging law and order. Such public studies concern citizens already aroused over the militarization of police and the federal government's stockpiling of arms and ammunition. One particularly disturbing study in 2013, entitled Who Does Not Become a Terrorist, equated peaceful activists with armed militants. Study material stated, this project is not about terrorists, but about supporters of political violence. Guardian reporter Nafiz Ahmed queried Pentagon officials, activism, protest, political movements, and of course NGOs are a vital element of a healthy civil society and democracy. Why is it that the DOD is funding research to investigate such issues? Ahmed said he received no clear answer. Rutherford Institute founder Whitehead questioned the militarization of government agencies not known for firefights, viewing it as evidence that the federal government is preparing for a societal collapse. He noted a buildup in recent years of SWAT teams within non-security-related federal agencies, such as Department of Agriculture, the Railroad Retirement Board, the Tennessee Valley Authority, the Office of Personnel Management, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and the Education Department. He further asked why at least 73 federal agencies under the command of Homeland Security or the Justice Department require approximately 120,000 full-time armed officers with arrest authority. What's with all of the government agencies stockpiling hollow-point bullets? For example, why does the Department of Agriculture need 40-caliber semi-automatic submachine guns and 320,000 rounds of hollow-point bullets? For that matter, why do its agents need ballistic vests and body armor? Whitehead asked.